Hi, I'm speaking from Cardiff in Wales, and I'm looking at a printed poem called Instructions for Living by Erica L. Sanchez. It's printed in the October 26th edition of The New Yorker, that's 2020, and it's printed in the middle of an article about cybersecurity. It's on very thin paper, and it's already quite crumpled because I chuck these magazines around the house quite a lot. There's actually a tea stain on this page, but it's on the text of the other article rather than the poem itself, which has quite a lot of white space around it. And it's spread across two pages, so that's put a break in the middle, which isn't actually on the online edition, which anyone can look up, actually, and I really recommend you do, because it's a very beautiful poem.
Hello, and welcome to what I'm looking at. It's morning time, and I'm drinking tea. Red tea. It's red tea or black tea. I'm drinking something called Jinggu Danjinya Hongcha. So, black tea. One of my favorite categories of tea. This is what I'm looking at. The podcast about what I'm looking at. And sometimes what you're looking at if you leave me a voicemail. The one that I left at the top of the episode today was actually sent through my email. And you can do that too if you'd like, if you just want to record a little voice note on your phone or professional recording setup. Just make sure it's about a minute or less and we're good as gold. I would love to hear what you're looking at. I would love to hear your thoughts about something. So go ahead and leave me a message. If you want to do it through the app, the Anchor thing, the link is in the show notes. I haven't tried it. I don't know why I haven't. I just haven't. But the app apparently is a little bit confusing. It's like you record it and then your recording kind of disappears. So I don't know. It sounds kind of scary. But it does make it to me. So if you'd like, send me a voice note. I would love that. This morning was a little bit traumatic because, not to go too far into it, but Peppy fell down the stairs a few days ago. And yes, it was extremely disturbing. At the time, she looked okay and didn't have any visible injuries. And she was still eating and drinking and everything, and I wasn't that worried. But she did bounce down the stairs like a marble, so I was concerned, surely. Over the next couple days, she developed a bump under her eye, so her eye looked swollen up, like she had been crying a lot or hadn't slept in 5 days. So I took her to the vet. I have a really great vet here, and they think that she actually fractured or knocked loose a tooth in the back of her mouth, and that's what made the eye swell. So she got some antibiotics to deal with that infection, and the other day, after a day of being on the antibiotics, her eye started to become liquid and extremely purple and red. So I figured there was some kind of blood or pus or both inside of the bubble. And she actually popped the bubble herself and it went everywhere. Pus and blood burst out of her eye. Anyway, that wasn't even the traumatic part, because now her eye actually looks a lot better. I should have put a warning at the beginning of this episode. Anyway, her eye is a lot flatter now. However, the antibiotics that she's on still are apparently causing some gastrointestinal issues, because she's not only passing wind frequently, more frequently than usual, because she is a gassy girl, but she has been tooting a lot. And this morning, I've gotten to the traumatic part now. This morning, Peppy she pooped everywhere. There's no easy way to say it. I had to clean up a lot of poop from my rug, which made my heart break, and the carpet, which I didn't really care about, to be honest, but the rug hurt. The rug hurt me. I know that she didn't mean to do it, but, you know, I love my rug. At least it's black, and I did clean it. So that's what happened this morning. I got up a little earlier than I thought I was going to get up because of this, but I have my tea, I have my podcast, and you know what? I have a lot of things going for my life, I have to say. For instance, I have plants that I'm looking at right now. It's not what I'm looking at for this episode, but I'm looking at them now. I've got clothing and, gosh, just so many material things. But also I've got you listeners and friends, and this has just turned into me being grateful for everything. If you're new here, hello and welcome and thank you. I don't usually talk about feces right in the beginning of my podcast or ever, but I just sometimes do share experiences that I've had in my life, and that was one that I just had. And now I'm burning 2 sticks of incense and drinking tea. This is a podcast of me looking at something or some sort of scene. And from what I've heard from people, they listen to this podcast because they want to relax and zone out and maybe fall to sleep, and maybe just clean their house and have me talking at the same time. Maybe they want some talking going on when their dog is left at home alone. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty good with animals and dogs, so that's probably why people like to leave me playing with their dog. But also maybe they just want some company, you know? I know how it is to be alone for weeks on end. I'm by myself here and with Peppy. And even people who like being alone, like myself, I actually really like being alone. And I have kind of a high threshold for alone time. But sometimes I get to feeling like, man, I want to talk to someone. And that's when, usually when I start to engage or attempt to engage the postman, for instance, in some conversation. My postman's name is Alfie, and I don't remember if I told you guys, but Alfie left me a Christmas card on my doorstep during Christmas, or he put it through my letterbox over Christmas, and he signed it with his name, Alfie. I just thought that was incredibly sweet that he did that. Anyway, when I'm feeling very lonely, sometimes I try to have a convo with him, but he's usually just backing away from me as I'm saying something to him, and then he very swiftly turns his back and goes down the lane. I can't blame him. He has a job to do, Alfie, and he can't just be chit-chatting with every neighbor. My point is, I know what it's like to feel like you want some other human in your space, even if you can't really have an open dialogue. But, you know, with me, you can have an open dialogue if you want. You can email me at whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com. And we can talk if you'd like. But maybe my podcast can help just, you know, fill some spaces while you cook some dinner or color in your coloring book or something. The only other things that I want to say are thank you to my patrons over at patreon.com/EmilyCross. Patrons, I so appreciate you. You know this, I tell you all the time. I think today I'm in the mood to do a little guitar song for you, so stay tuned for that. Thank you very much. And I want to extend this thank you to every single listener that I have. Thank you for being here, for listening to me, for your support and kindness. I would love it and be very appreciative if you shared this podcast with a friend or a colleague or a neighbor or your postman. That would help me out just to, you know, expand my horizons and cast this what I'm looking at net far and wide. I already said my email. I think that's it. I think that's all I want to say. Just a thanks and a share with your friends. Rate, subscribe, all that jazz. If you feel like it. If you don't, I understand. I get it. Hey, I get it. Today, I'm looking at something that is, I don't know what the appropriate adjective is. When I first received it, I thought, what the heck is this? I didn't really understand. Apparently, it's something that they do over here in England and maybe in Europe more broadly, but this one is called a pin sentry. I don't know if this is a specific bank type of thing, or if all the banks do this here. Maybe someone could email me and tell me that, but I have a bank here called Barclays, Barclays, and when I first got my bank account here, I was trying to sign in. They asked me if I wanted to be sent a pin sentry device, and I was like, I didn't know what that was. And they told me it would help with securely signing in to my bank account, making payments and transfers and other things regarding the website and banking. So I was like, sure, I don't know what that is, but sure, you can send it to me. What it is something that looks kind of like a small calculator, like a desk calculator, but it's made for putting your card in and then It generates numbers that you then plug into a computer sign-in page, and kind of it's used to verify that you are who you say you are and you have the card. I don't know why this was their solution. I can't pretend to know about security of online transactions or banking or anything like that, but it does strike me as kind of wasteful and silly to have a plastic device for doing those things. I just imagine all of the hundreds and thousands of these that have been manufactured and how long they're going to be on the planet and how many get thrown away when someone closes a bank account or it stops working for some reason or someone moves. I don't know. I think it's a little much because also I don't think they have any sort of recycling program where you can send it back. I could be wrong. It could be that they recycle these or reuse them. Maybe all of the banks have kind of like a deposit bin where you put your old PIN Sentry in there and it gets wiped and reused, but somehow I doubt that that's what's happening. It probably costs more to do all that than just to make this cheap little device, which is one big problem that the world has, and it's unfortunate, and I am part of the problem because I have one of these things, you know? I'm not proud of it, but I have a PIN Sentry. So that's the explanation of what I'm looking at overall. And now I'm going to look at it properly and let you know everything about its appearance. Okay? So now it's time for you, if you're not already kind of in a relaxed position, if you're trying to relax, please make yourself comfortable and just be here with me as I tell you what this looks like. If you're doing household stuff, that's great. I'm happy that you're getting stuff done. But if your intention is to be comfy and just be listening to this and maybe falling to sleep, I invite you to fully relax into this PIN Sentry description and really visualize it in your mind as I'm telling you what it is. The device is 3 inches by 2 and some change inches. It's, you know, almost a square, but not quite. It's got rounded corners, except for up at the top where the slot to stick the card in is. The corners are still rounded, but they're cut off kind of midway, halfway up the arch where the slot starts to happen. So we'll start at the top because that's where the slot is for the card. The slot itself is about 2 inches, so it's almost the entire length of the, or width of the device. The slot is gray. It's the kind of gray that has a lot of white in it. So it's maybe like 70% white and 30% black gray. A light elephant gray, a cartoon elephant gray, or a manatee is this kind of gray. And the slot is thin, because a card goes in there and nothing else. In the middle of the slot on the back, kind of the back splash of the slot, is a tiny icon, and it's supposed to represent a credit card or a debit card. And I know that because it's just a little debossed rectangle, and it's got a rectangle inside of it, and that is representing the chip of the card. So you know how most cards these days have chips for the card readers? This is to show you what orientation to hold your Barclay card in so that it can read properly. So the chip should be positioned on the lower left before you insert the card, and then the card will read properly. The slot is about a half an inch deep, goes about maybe not even that, just a couple of centimeters into the top of this pin sentry. And yeah, it just looks like a slot, kind of like a slot of a regular card reader at a store. And then the rest of the device is black plastic. It's a matte black. It's a pretty warm black, I think. It's a little bit hard to tell, but it's a good black. It's a good color black. Earlier I said that it looks a little bit like a desk calculator, a small calculator. So if you imagine a calculator and the screen that it has, this Barclays Pin Sentry also has a little screen where numbers come up. So that is directly under the card reading slot, and it is about an inch by 2 inches of space on the face of it. This part is shiny, and it's essentially a black rectangle with the little LCD. It's not LCD, but the display rectangle inside of it. The display rectangle where all the numbers come up is a kind of greenish gray color. It's the color of a calculator display, but it's what you can envision. Above the screen where the numbers show up, there's some branding. So it says Barclays, and then there's a vertical line, and it says Barclay Card. The logo for Barclays is a bird of some kind. It's right here, it's displayed in white. All the text is in white. So the bird has, if you imagine a bird displayed so you can see its belly and both of its wings and its head, that's how the bird is. Kind of imagine a bird sleeping on its stomach with its wings out and on glass, and you're looking underneath the glass. Why? I don't know why I chose to say it like that, but it's a bird. Both of its wings are out and its head is to the side. There's no detail inside. It's a fully colored in white bird. It kind of looks like a hawk or something. And then the Barclays font is in all caps, slightly italicized, and definitely some kind of custom font going on. It's slightly serifed, not super serifed, but slightly. And I can't see a whole lot of detail because it's quite small, but it is essentially semi-serifed, semi-italicized, all caps in white logo. Then there's a line, and then there's a different kind of icon. This one is not representational, I don't think. It's just some kind of symbol, and honestly, I don't really know how to describe this. It kind of just looks like a circular folded ribbon type thing. There's a swoosh upward, and it looks kind of like a ribbon, and then behind it, there's another folded ribbon looking thing, but it just looks kind of like, I don't know, it just, that's what it looks like. It's in white. It is circular, and it's about the same size as the bird icon next to the Barclays text. And this says Barclay card, and unlike the Barclays logo, it's in all lowercase and sans serif, and it is a font that I don't know if they, you know, had it made for themselves specially, or if it's just some font that I don't know the name of, but it's a little bit, it reminds me of the early 2000s. It's really close together, and it's supposed to look, I think, kind of modern, but it's, for instance, it doesn't have, you know how when you make a lowercase r, it's, you do the first line, and then you come back up, and you do the curve of the top of the r. Well, this r doesn't have the first line. It just has, it's just a curved line up. So it's definitely a choice of font. They made the choice to have this funny font. Okay, and then we have the screen, as we talked about, the grayish green one. And then right below the screen, it says Pin Sentry, in a similar font to that Barclay card font, but I don't think it is. The P-I-N is in all caps, and the sentry is in lowercase. And there's a T-M at the end. But it is sans serif, and it does look similar to the Barclay card font, but I think it's just a more everyday, plain, regular font, because the R does have a slight first line, I can see. Moving along, we come to the buttons. And these buttons are similar to, you know, old cell phone buttons, like those Nokia ones, or just a calculator. The first three buttons are going all on a line on the top line, and they're blue colored. So this blue is probably my least favorite type of blue, and that's a warmish blue, like a phthalo blue. I'm sure I've talked about phthalo blue on this podcast before, but a very warm blue and pretty bright blue, not a sky blue, like a phthalo blue. The first button says identify, and the button, by the way, is a long rectangle with rounded corners. There's a keyhole, a little icon of a keyhole next to the identify, and the identify is in lowercase, except for the first I, and sans serif, it's actually the same font as the Pen Century font. And yeah, it just says keyhole identify. The next button says respond, same font as identify. It's got an icon next to it that has a downward facing arrow and an up facing arrow. And the next one has a little picture of a check mark, and then it says sign. So we have identify, respond, and sign. And the only times I've used this have been to kind of sign in quicker to my online banking, and I've only used the button identify and respond. Buttons identify and respond, not ever sign. After the identify and respond and sign, there are some black buttons. I know I'm saying button different every time. I'm workshopping the word. I don't say it very often, but sometimes I say button. Sometimes I say button. Button. I think it's more natural for me to say button, but I don't know. I'm the same way with aunt and aunt. I feel like we should... Why do we have to pick how we say things? Why does it have to be consistent every time? Maybe I'm in the mood to say button today, and or in the moment. Maybe you feel like saying aunt one moment and aunt the next moment. I think that's totally okay. Why do you have to choose what side of the fence you're on? We have 10 black buttons. The first 9 are in rows of 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's what they say. They are printed in white, these numbers on the buttons. But they're just ordinary looking, plain, easy to read numbers printed on this. The 0 is on the same line as 2 other buttons. One of them on the left says clear, and it happens to be a yellow button. It's a yellow button with black text that says clear. The yellow color is... it's not quite a mustard yellow. It's got more white in it than that. But it's a pleasant yellow color. The font is the same as the Pen Century and the identify and respond and sign. And then to the right of the 0 is a green button with white text that says enter. The green is a classic grass green. My favorite color on this Pen Century is this green color. Whoops, I was pressing it and I moved it. Those are all the buttons on the Pen Century. Clear, enter, 1 through 9 and a 0. Identify, respond, sign. And then the display, which says Pen Century, Barclays, Barclay card. And then the card slot. And that's what this Pen Century is. There you have it. Pen Century by Barclays. Thank you so much again for being here with me today for what I'm looking at. I should definitely go and eat some breakfast right now because I've had about 13 cups of tea, small cups of tea, on an empty stomach, and it would just be wise, I think, to consume some solids and check on Peppy and continue on to my day. But I hope you're doing well. I hope that you're getting what you need today. And the next time I come into your life via this podcast, it will be February. So happy end of January. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you then.